This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Worldwide, the coronavirus has left nearly 220,000 people dead and infected more than 3 million. Nearly one-third of them in the United States where confirmed coronavirus cases have topped 1 million. Some U.S. health officials say they believe the actual number may be higher than reported because of a lack of testing and reporting. Those officials also warned state governors not to be too hasty to allow businesses to reopen, saying any premature easing of lockdowns and social distancing could lead to a surge in new cases. More than 60,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. That's more than the fatalities in the Vietnam War. More than 27,000 people have died in Italy, and the UK has the world's third worst loss of life at just over 26,000. This as the country began including people who've passed away in care homes in their statistics for the first time. Spain and France have each reported more than 24,000 deaths, but daily tolls appear to be on a downward trend, and they are all charting their way out of shutdown. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his country is not far away from easing some of the coronavirus restrictions, but told reporters Wednesday the recent low infection rates were not good enough. The Prime Minister also, again, defended Australia's request for an independent inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus, independent of the World Health Organization. United States President Donald Trump has assailed the World Health Organization as not responding quickly or aggressively enough to the coronavirus situation. We have full coverage on that story and all the day's news on voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health